another woman had came and said that, you know what, I had breastfed you and I had breastfed the woman also that you had married. So now after she got married to somebody, another woman comes, older woman comes and says that I breastfed you and I breastfed also that person, the woman that you have married. So now that makes them foster brother and sister. And in Islam, foster brother and sister can't get married. So now immediately he got worried. فَقَالَ لَهَا عُقْبَى مَا أَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ أَرْضَعْتِنِي وَلَا أَخْبَرْتِنِي. I did not know, he told, I did not know that you had breastfed me and nor had you informed me also. So in other words, such a late stage now after the nikah is made, everything, now you're coming and informing. فَرَكِبَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمِ بِالْمَدِينَةِ. But this sahabi, like all sahaba, is when they knew they had some senior there, some head there, somebody they can turn to in mashura. As I mentioned yesterday, mashura is something that will help a person in every walk of life. He's got some problem in medical, he'll go to the doctor. He doesn't self-treat himself. Or he doesn't, if he's got a problem as far as building is concerned, he'll go to an engineer, he'll go to an architect, to somebody who knows about building, a good builder. And he'll take some type of advice. He won't try and sort everything out himself. So similarly, a person who's got a problem, as far as his deen is concerned, in deen matters, the intelligent person is, he won't just try and find one ruling on the Google, but he'll go and he'll refer to some reputable alim. So what this person did, immediately he went to فَرَقِبَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّىٰ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمِ الْمَدِينَةِ. So he went and he undertook a trip and he went to Medina Sharif specially to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask him, what should I do in a situation like this? فَسَأَلَهُ فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam كَيْفَ وَقَدْ قِيلَ. So he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave him a reply that says that how can you still remain married to this woman after this other woman is saying such a thing? So in other words, this was a position of doubt. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was encouraging him to stay away from a position of doubt. All ulama explain that Allah Pak could have inspired Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that really this was the case, that this woman had breastfed both of you. So Allah Pak inspired him to give this particular jawab, that because now he knew that this was, they were foster brother and sister, therefore he suggested to her, to him, that how can you remain married whilst this is being said? فَفَارَقَهَا عُقْبَى وَنَكَحَ زُوجًا غَيْرَهُ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. So what he did was he separated from this woman and he went and married another woman. A principle that we learn from here is a principle that we'll do in today's hadith. After we do this hadith, thought to us that will help us in every walk of life. عَنِ الْحَسَنِ بْنِ عَلِيٍّ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا قَالَ حَفِظْتُ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ دَعْ مَا يُرِيبُكَ إِلَى مَا لَا يُرِيبُكَ. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. So yeah, Hazrat Hassan radiyallahu anhu was the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the son of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu. He says that we had learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that leave out those things that put you into a doubt and turn towards those things where there is no doubt. So leave out those things that put you into a doubt and turn towards that thing where there is no doubt. Now this in commercial terms or financial terms, they refer to it as prudence. A very important policy for a person to have, even in the medical field, they adopt this policy. A person adopts this policy in whichever walk of life he has, he'll find a lot of blessings. You know, just simple example, a person goes to the hardware store. Now the supplier tells him that this paint you're looking for, there's two types of paint. One paint here, there's no doubts, there's no complaint, there's no comebacks on this paint, we are 100% sure. And then there's a new one on the market, we're not sure, it's not tried, we haven't got. So now a person knows that one that hasn't been tried, hasn't been tested. So he says, this is something that I have doubt. So let's leave the one that I've got doubt and take this one here, where there's no doubt. So similarly, if a person goes to the doctor tells him there's a new medicine, it hasn't been tried, we're not sure about it. But this other medicine, we've been using it for years, and nobody has any problem with it. So leave that one that has doubt in it and go for that one where there is no doubt. So anytime a person is in a fix and he wants to know what should I do, and he got two options. One is there's little bit doubt. Even if there's little bit doubt, leave that option. And that option where there is no doubt, take that option. Now this is as far as worldly matters is concerned. Imagine as far as deen is concerned, how much more we should adopt this policy. So many times there are things coming to our phone that this person must do this, person must say that, now he's not sure whether there is doubt whether I should do it or not. There's so many things he has learned his whole life from the ulama that there is no doubt in. Rather he spend that same time that he wants to invest and spend it in do those things where there is no doubt. So a person adopts this policy as far as his deen is concerned, he'll find a lot of barakat in whatever he does. Why? Because he's got a very, very secure policy, a very risk-free policy. And this policy is not something that the investors of today and the people from the financial markets today are telling us about. This is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us. And this we're hearing directly from his grandson, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu, is relating. This is what we have learned. That we have learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that leave out those things that put you into any kind of doubt, and take that doesn't put you into any kind of doubt. One small example I'll give you before we terminate. Person is traveling at night, and now he normally uses one route that is 100% sure. I always use this route to get to my destination. Now somebody tells him that there's another route, but you've got to take this turn and take that turn. Now he's not even sure about that route. What should he do in a situation like that? Now again, he applies the policy of this hadith. So easily he'll reach his destination. It's night, it's dangerous. I'm not sure about that other route. I must take this turn and where the robot is, and second right and third left. So what he does, he says, that route that I'm so used to taking, I rather just keep that route. Inshallah, this person will have no problems. So we can see how beautiful this hadith is. It will help us as far as our dunya is concerned, and as far as our deen is also concerned. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.